The Mishnah presents one rule. We saw there's not all that many rules, but one rule about Haggadah is Matchil B'Gnut V'Sayim B'Shavach. Right? And we saw Machloket in the Gemara between Rav and, as we have in our Gemara, Shmuel, about what's the Gnut. We asked the question, why would we be telling the story about idolatry to monotheism? That doesn't seem to fit the evening. So I want to introduce you to somebody who you probably have not met before. And you probably would not have a lot of contact with outside of this context, but the truth is you have a lot more contact with him than you think. His name is Rabbi Yehuda Ber Yakar. He lived in the 13th century in Provence. Anybody know what Provence is? Provence is the southern part of France. And he was actually a Rebbe of, or the Rebbe of the Ramban. And found influence on the Ramban. Of course, the Ramban is very well known. You've all studied Ramban. The Rabbi Yehuda Ber Yakar, among other works, has a comprehensive Perush on the Haggadah. It's published in the Mosad Rav Kook Torat Chaim edition of the Haggadah. And he has a phenomenal piece. But now I'm going to assume for a moment and just make sure that we're not resting on false assumptions. I'll just quickly review with you the beginning of the Haggadah as we have it. Okay? So that you get the scope, because he's going to refer to that. What's the first thing that we actually say in Magid? Just say it, go ahead. It's not on paper. What? Halach Manya. After Halach Manya, we pour a second cup and we hopefully have what?
Wine.
Hopefully, no, we don't. Hopefully, have what? We pour a second cup and what happens, hopefully? We talked about this today, for those of you who were with me over the Sarachek Chad. What? Which means, hopefully, what happens? Hopefully, some kids ask some questions. Any questions? If they don't, then we have the money stone as a fallback, right? Maybe. And after that, what do we do? Avadim Mayinu. We give an answer. And, sort of. And at the end of the answer, we say, Afilu Kulanu Chachamim. Even if we know everything, we still have to tell the story. And the better, more the better. And then we illustrate that with a story about five Chachamim sitting in Bnei Brak telling the story all night. And then the story with Rabbi Elazar and Azariah, which may have happened that same night, by the Yetzeiat Mitzrayim. And then we go from there to Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenatan to Alamo Yisrael, Baruch Hu, can I get Arba, come on. So the Arba Banim, right? Now the Arba Banim ends with, which is the last son to be mentioned? I'm not sure. Shainu Yodei Elishol, thank you. Good. Now, try to follow the bouncing ball. Shainu Yodei Elishol, the pasuk there is, V'higadata Levincha. You then have a paragraph, and you can see this on the top of the back page, which is conveniently located in front of the front page. V'higadata Levincha, this is right out of your Haggadah, Yochol Rosh Chodesh. Right? I might think you could do that from Rosh Chodesh. Tamud Lomar Bayomahu. I Bayomahu, Yochol Mod Yom, Tamud Lomar Bavurzeh. Bavurzeh Lomarti Yel Vashashish Matzah Maror Munachim Lefanecha. Right? That's the right after the four sons. And then there's a whole paragraph of, our ancestors were idolaters, and God brought us close, and we quote the pasuk from Bereshit, for the pasuk from Yoshua, we tell that story, and then we say, Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael. See the paragraph? See the paragraph? Take a look, right there, the paragraph. Baruch Shomer Avtachato Yisrael Baruchu, Shakadosh Baruchu Chishev Etaketz, etc., that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calculated the end to fulfill the Brit Ben Avatarim. What's the Brit Ben Avatarim?
The promise
given to Avram. What's the promise? What's it made up of? First of all, your kids
will be
strangers in a foreign land. They're going to be worked and oppressed for a really long time.
They'll leave us with
I will judge the nation that oppressed them. They'll leave with a lot of wealth. The fourth generation will return here because the sins of the Amori are not fulfilled until then. Okay? Now, great. Now, when was that Brit fulfilled? In what event in history? When was Brit Ben Avatarim fulfilled? Yetziat Mitzrayim. That's what we're all absolutely sure of, and it's right there in the Haggadah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chishev et Haketz, he calculated the end of days, in order, the timing, in order to make sure that he would fulfill the Brit to Abraham. He got us out, the fourth generation returned, with great wealth, we left with a lot of wealth, all beautiful. Okay? Maybe. And then, what do we say right after that? Right after they mention that, we pick up a cup and say, Vihi Sha'amda La Avotenu. What's Vihi here? This thing stood for our ancestors. What's this thing?
A cup of wine.
What's this thing that stood for our ancestors? Look at the paragraph. Baruch Shomer Havtachato Yisrael. What is it that stood for our ancestors?
Promise.
The promise. What promise? Brit Ben Avatarim. Because in every generation they try to destroy us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. Beautiful. Okay, that's where I want to get to. What happens, by the way, next? After this, does anybody remember? Yisrael's right near the door. Go outside and tell us.
Oh.
Don't.
Then go out.
Say Olmad. Right? Say Olmad is a rabbinic idiom for saying investigate. Doesn't mean go outside. Investigate and learn the following, and then it teaches us the story of whom? Who's the first guy mentioned? Lavan. And then we go into darshaning Armi Oviravi, which ends with Esther Makot. Goes all the way to the Esther Makot, right? Which then takes us to some praise, and then Rabban Gamliel Hayomer, Kol Shalo, Amar Shoshad, Vayim Elu, Pesach, Le, Tzadech, Utav, Eloen, Pesach, Matzah Maror. Beautiful. Okay, good. So you know the Haggadah well enough to be able to manipulate with this. Now turn back to the back of the front page, which is the back of the back page, which is the front page, source to the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yakar. Okay, volunteers to read. Okay, Avi, you start. Go ahead. Good, pick it up, Albert. My Gnut. Mitchila, Ovdei, yes. Good, okay. Barava Amar, go ahead, don't stop. Good, that's a nice little quote mark to stop by. Okay, so he quotes it. By the way, what does he have different than our Gemara? Look at it carefully. He has Rava instead of Shmuel. He's going to carry that all the way through. In his version of the Gemara, it was Rava. Okay, very good. Akiva, please pick it up. He quotes the Machloket. We already saw it. Go ahead. Hilchata. What does he say? Seems from the Gemara that what? Which means what? Which means what? What do you do? You tell the story of Avadim Ayinu, and Hashem took us out. Very good. Okay, keep going. How does he know that?
The Amar Rav Nachman, the Dare Avdi.
Avdei, right. Rav Nachman had a slave named Daru, or Darai. And what did he tell him at the Seder?
Avda. Avda, the Mafifle, Ma'are,
Vecheru,
Vehevi, Lekaspa,
Vedava, Tuba,
Maibai,
Le'avadlai. So he asked his slave. If a master pulls his slave out of slavery and gives him lots of gold and wealth, what does he have to do? Yisrael, tell me what he has to do. Amarle.
Amarle. Bai Odai.
Oduye.
Oduye. Veshavuchi.
Tuva. What are you obligated to do? Oduye.
Thank.
And Shabuchi praise a lot. All right? Keep going, Yisrael. Miyad.
Miyad. Pedach.
Patach.
Patach.
So Rav Nachman turned around and started Avadim Ayinu. In other words, the focus of Rav Nachman's Seder was, you're a slave, you're taken out, what do you have to do? You have to thank God, let's tell the story. Which means we seem to rule like Rava or Shmuel, and not like Rav. Okay? Good. Now, Daniel, v'chein nireh. V'chein
nireh l'Rava,
Nachman, good. Mayachar. Inyan. Good. What does that mean? Kol inyan hayom hazeh yitziat Mitzrayim.
All the dish.
The whole. Can I talk out? It's okay. The whole point of the day is yitziat Mitzrayim. Something was wrong. Whole point of the day is yitziat Mitzrayim. Ben, go ahead. Ain.
Okay.
Right. There's no reason to talk about something else like Ovdei Avodah Zarah or something. Huh? Ki'im.
Ki'im osa avodah she'al yado.
Avdut. Avdus, if you want, but.
She'al yado.
So the only thing to talk about is, if we're talking about Yetziat Mitzrayim, what's the gnut? That we were slaves. It's very simple. Right? Good. Okay. Keep going a little bit more at the end of the line. Umalanu.
Umalanu lehazkir.
Right. What's the point of going to Avram, and he was an idolater, and his father was an idolater? Why do that? Right? Okay, as we're at the beginning of a new line there. It starts for Rav. Good. Sabar. Now listen carefully to this because it's going to change everything. So what's Rav's position? Do you think Rav for one millisecond thinks we don't have to tell the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim that night? That's crazy. So why does Rav say Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Keep going. Good. He says, look, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to tell the story of how Hashem took us out and lifts the poor man from the dung heap and lifts him up, took Am Yisrael from slavery into nobility, right? Bnei Chorin, nobles, right? Since we're supposed to do that, therefore, Yoni, right. He says, therefore, we should go back to the beginning. You're already going to talk about how we were in the dumps and we were lifted out. Go to all the dumps. We were pagans, lost, confused, foolish. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted us out and brought us close. Go back to Avraham Avinu. That's so. Is Rav saying only tell the story of the Avodah Zarah?
Tell more.
Tell more. Get the full story. Good. Excellent. Daniel, after the ellipsis. To who? Batra. So now we have a machloket. What's the machloket? Between who?
Rav
and, we'll call it Rav, okay? What is it? Who's the halacha like?
Rava.
So therefore, what's the story we have to tell? Avadim Ayinu. Good. Go ahead. So it looks like Rava thinks that way and his Rebbe Rav Nachman thinks that way. Good. So how do we start the Seder?
Like Rava.
Go ahead, Ariel. Omrim.
Omrim anu avadim hayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim v'yotianu Hashem Elokeinu.
Now notice that's in a different font. Why? Because it is? It's a pasuk in Devarim. Good. Okay, go ahead.
V'holchin v'dorshin v'inyan yitziat mitzrayim.
Good. And what do we do? We start teaching about
the point.
Yitziat Mitzrayim. Good, Keon.
V'gam Rabbeinu, Rabbi Eliezer.
Etc. Rabbi Eliezer. Who else was there? Please tell me. Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Lazar and Azariah. Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva. Why did I put them in that order? Because that's the order they're listed in. Why are they listed in that order? Who was the host? Anybody know? It was B'nai Brak. Who was the host? Anybody know? Okay, Rabbi Gamaliel's not even there. Right? Rabbi Akiva is the host. Rabbi Akiva is the rabbi in B'nai Brak. That's why the major street in B'nai Brak is called Rehov Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Rabbi Akiva is the host, so he's at the end. By the way, listen to those five names and tell me who the leader of the group is. Listen again. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. Why is he put in the middle? Please look at the table. What do you see? Put the table. What do you see? What do you see in the table? He's also a coin. What do you see in the table? He's
the head.
In the middle. He's in the middle. Why is Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah in charge?
He's a coin.
This is after what happened.
Gamaliel was thrown out.
This is after Gamaliel, which is why who's not at the meal?
Gamaliel.
Meantime, another Seder that we hear about in the Tosefta, they're talking Hilchot Pesach all night. Might be the same night. Who knows? Anyways, Rabbi Gamaliel is not here. Interesting thing. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah here, by the way, when he first became the head, was how old?
18.
Maybe. Teenager. Different from yourself, but he was young. Right? And what happened to his hair overnight?
White.
White? Good. So, what do we say in the next paragraph? Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah said, Ariani, Shanshim Shana, or the one gear says, Amar Lahem Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, meaning at that meal is when he said it. I feel like a man of 70. So this happened that first year after he became, okay, in any case. Okay, so continue, please, Michael. Hayyum Safrim.
Hayyum Safrim, Kol Oso Halayla, Benyitia Mitzrayim, Misafrim, Ech Keneged, Arbat, Banim,
Dibra,
Torah, Ad, Shem Dabar, Ben Yoko, Hapesa, Ain,
Maftirin,
Maftirin, Achar, Hapesa,
Afikoman. Good. So now, this is not what they were telling, that's what we do. Meaning, what do? We tell Avadim Ayinu. Then we say, this is so important that everybody else tells. Then we tell a story about five Chachamim sitting up all night and telling it. And then we talk about how the Torah says you gotta tell this story four different ways and mentions the four Banim. And in the Chacham, what answer do we give the Chacham? Hilchot HaPesach. Right? And what do we do after that? Okay, continue please. Shimon V'Chakach Mazkirin. Remember this on the top of the back page? Matzah Maror, Menachim Lefanacha. Good, go ahead. V'zeh? Sidro? Look what the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yakar says. That was Rava's Seder.
That's it.
In other words, he said, what do you have to tell? According to Rava. Avadim Ayinu. So you start Avadim Ayinu. Hashem took us out. And then everybody tells the story, and the Torah tells us four times, and what do you have to mention? Pesach Matzah Maror. Okay? Good. And the student's Gersom, by the way, might have been, Bavur Zelo Amarti El Rishash Shiesh, could have been, Pesach Matzah Maror Menachem Fenecha, maybe. Okay? Good. Now, Yonah, V'yachar Kach. What do we do after that point on the back page? After we finish Matzah Maror, what's next? What's next? Second paragraph on the back page. What's next? Of the Avodah Zarah. Okay, go ahead, Yona. So in other words, then what do? We say, you know what? We want to cover all the bases. We did it like Rava, now we're going to do it like Rav, which is, we're going to also tell the story of Avodah Zarah. That Hashem took us from Ovdei Avodah Zarah all the way to being close to him, but wait a second, that story doesn't stop when Avram becomes close to him. Keep going, Yonah. V'alfalpi? So in other words, he says, Hashem brought Avram close, but Avram was not ready to inherit the land, and therefore Hashem calculated. How's this nation going to grow to be big enough? How am I going to wait until the local nations are bad enough that they deserve to get thrown out? All of that calculation. Chishevet HaKetz. And he kept the promise to Avram until finally, what did he do? What did he do with Avram's kids?
He
brought them out of slavery. Now you understand now where Rav is coming from. Rav isn't saying we only talk about monotheism. What's he saying? Monotheism. Paganism to monotheism is part of the larger part of the story. And the middle of that is Yetziat Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Abraham close, but Abraham's not ready to take the land. He's one man. And the people don't deserve to get disinherited. So what does he do? He makes a promise. And the promise is for the future. And now I'm going to calculate how to make your tribe grow, and in the meantime, wait until this nation, local nations are bad enough. I'll bring them in. You'll dispossess them. Okay? Hold on a second. All right. So now, go ahead. Atshemagia. Keep going, Yona.
Atshemagia, the Mitzrayim.
What's up here? Shibudam, yeah?
Shibudam, Vagula.
Good. By the way, what do we do after the Asamakot, which is the end of that story? Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Kol Shalom Arshlosha. Pesach Matzamar. By the way, notice now he has two Haggadot. The Haggadah of. And now you understand the title?
Yeah.
He has the Haggadah of Rava, which is Avadim Hayinu, ending with Pesach Matzah Maror. And then Rav's Haggadah, which ends with Pesach Matzah Maror, which is a larger version of Rava. Rava within the version of the spiritual quest. Okay? Let's finish up now. I'll take your question. Yaakov, take us home here. Okay, Zeo Sidro Shel Rav. Okay, Bahamachaber. In other words,
in the beginning it was Rav, now
Rav. In other words, he first wants to do Rav's version, the small version, the compact version, then the larger version. Okay? Okay. So this already should be an open eye opener. An eye opener. That it's not as if we're sitting at the Seder and we're telling one narrative. We're not. What are we telling? Watch my hands. What are we telling? Look at my hands. What am I doing? We're telling a compact narrative of what? Yetziat Mitzrayim. And then we're going back and telling a larger story that includes Yetziat Mitzrayim. What's the larger story? That God brought us from being pagans. Which, if you think about it, has a phenomenal impact. Because if you look just at this story, we were slaves and God brought us out. What's it a story about? Political freedom. Geographic movement. Independence. There's nothing religious about it. What happens here when you put this story above it?
Spiritual.
It's all about religion. It's all about coming close to God. The whole point of getting out is to come close to God. And to be able to be an independent nation that is a Mamlachat Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. Okay? Huge, huge difference. Now turn the page and let's see how it all plays and Ariel will ask his question. Ariel.
Do we talk about the Avodah Zarah that Rav says to the extent that he wanted to, or is it a little...
We don't know. We think probably. And by the way, think about it. How much information do we actually have in the Haggadah about the slavery?
Hey,
next to nothing, right? We have a lot of information about what? About how we got out, about the Makot, all sorts of details. But we don't really get a whole picture of what the slavery looked like. In the same way, it's not clear that they would talk about what kind of Avodah Zarah we did, and which were gods we worshipped, and how we worshipped them, and how many kids were lost to Moloch's fires, right? Well, the Moloch wasn't really a Mesopotamian thing, but anyhow, right? All right, turn the page. And I asked you a question before, and you all answered. I'm going to hold you to the answer. Brit Ben Avatarim. When was it fulfilled?
When
we got out of Mitzrayim, right? Perfect, beautiful, exactly. Punkt. Correct? Thank you. I'm going to show you the Haggadah disagrees with you. I'm going to tell you, start with this. I'm going to ask you a question that goes before the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Yaakov has run away and he's in Haran. He's married once, twice, three times, four times, whatever. Got a bunch of kids. Oodles of kids. And at no point does he say, I got to leave. I got to go back to Canaan. I got to go back and take care of my parents. I got anything, right? When does he suddenly say, I got to go back? Anybody know?
When he's looking for a wife or
anything. Yaakov.
Oh.
Hi, Dad. I think it's about time you're married, right? When does Yaakov go back? Vayhi ka'asher yalda Rachel et Yosef, vayomer Yaakov el Lavan, etc. It's at the birth of Yosef, he says, let's go back. It's very strange. Why? So Rabbi Soloveitchik gives a very beautiful explanation. It's actually very simple. You have to remember, we know what we know because we live in 2018. All of this is behind us. People living inside the story don't know what's going to happen. They just know what has happened. What does Yaakov know about the family tradition? He knows that there's a brit that Grandpa made with God. And what's the brit? Yadoa teda, etc. In the brit, what did it say? Which generation is going to return? Dor revi'i, Yashuv Lohena. So Yaakov runs away to Haran. He marries Rachel, right? Nope, it's Leah. Whoops. Then he marries Rachel. How long later? Okay, a week later, right. 7 days later. Marries Rachel. Who starts having kids?
Leah.
What does Yaakov think about those kids? Okay. And we know that from Yehuda's words later on. Because what does Yehuda say to Yosef when he doesn't know it's Yosef and he's trying to save Binyamin? He quotes Yaakov as saying, Atem yida'atem ki shnayim yalda li ishti. Yehuda, a son of Leah, says to Yosef, that father said, you know that my wife only had two sons.
Oh.
So who's my wife in that?
Rachel.
And therefore, who are it? Two sons?
Yes.
That's it. And the rest, okay. So, Yaakov finally, Rachel has a boy. What does Yaakov do on the spot? Time to go home. Why? Let's look at the breed. Is Yaakov a Zerah of Abraham? You betcha. Was he a Ger? What's a Ger? Stranger. Was he a stranger in Haran?
Yeah.
You betcha. Va'avadum. Did he work hard?
Yeah.
Was he afflicted according to what he described?
Yeah.
Was it for a really long time?
Yeah.
Ba'amil Shana means a really long time in Tanakh. Did God judge the one who was oppressing him? Sure did. Every time they made a deal, what happened? Did Yaakov leave with a lot of wealth?
Yeah.
And now it's counted. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Dor V. Right? So he says, okay, now Dorvi is born, time to go back home. And Yaakov thinks, this is Rabbi Soloveitchik, right? Yaakov thinks he's fulfilled Brit Ben Avatarim. And that's why Yaakov is so chagrined and so despondent and so upset when Yosef seems to have gone missing. Because what does he realize? I'm not done with this exile thing. And that's why going down to Egypt is such a tearing thing. He wants to see Yosef. He loves Yosef. He can't wait to embrace Yosef. And yet, it means what I did up there was not Brit Ben Avatarim. We've got to do it again.
Are we sure that's
why? Okay? No, I'm saying it's what Rabbi Soloveitchik's theory.
Okay.
Right? But I think it fits everything in the text. It really makes a lot of sense. And so therefore, just Do it. Stop making show.
What?
So then, we got out of Mitzrayim, and that's the real Brit Mitzrayim, right? And now we're done, correct? Could put a check mark, did that, been there, done that, we're done? Uh-uh. Look at the Haggadah in front of you. Mitchila ovdei avodah zara hayu avotenu. Achshav kevano makom baruchu l'avodato shenemar, and we quote the whole pasuk from Yoshua. Good. Skip to the next paragraph. Yoni Merkin, please read the next paragraph. Baruch. Hav tachato. Good, amo. Okay? What does that mean? Baruch Shomer Av Tachato Yisrael. What does that mean? Blessed is he the one who did what?
Promise.
Shomer Av Tachato. Guarded the promise. Kept the promise to Yisrael, his nation. Okay? What's the keep going, Ezra? Yeah, you gotta be following us. Okay? Avi Schneider, keep going. Yeah, ignore that mem for right now. Shakadosh Baruch Hu, most of our Haggadot say Chishev et Haketz, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu calculated the end, meaning when? Mitzrayim, right? Okay, keep going, Avi. You're reading well. Lasot. Right, then the Brit, right? So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calculated in the end to figure out how to fulfill this brit with Abraham that happened when he left Mitzrayim. Check the Gamarnu. And now I'll show you that the Haggadah disagrees with everything we just said. What is the paragraph at the bottom of the page, which is a paragraph of Shira, of Thanksgiving, which is why we cover the matzahs and pick up the wine? Okay, Vehisha Amda or Hisha Amda La'avotenu V'lanu. That, what's that? The Haftacha, the promise. Brit Ben Avatarim stood for our ancestors and stood for us too. Why? Go ahead, Yonah, read it. V'isha Amda.
V'isha Amda L'Avotinu V'lanu Lo Echad Bilvan Amar Aleinu Ela Shebechol Dor V'dor Omdim Aleinu V'chalotinu.
Right? Meaning, it's not just one time somebody tried to destroy us. In every generation they try to destroy us. And by the way, unfortunately, Siddarim over the years have had no problem filling in the blanks. We just have had no problem filling in the blanks. There's the Nasrallah from Hezbollah, and there's Ahmadinejad from Iran, and there's Brezhnev from the Soviet Union, and there's people, I don't want to say their names. We never have a problem filling in the blank on this, of who it is who tries to destroy us. Kodesh Baruch Hu Matzilin Miyadam. Can anybody take a look at V'hisha Amda and tell me what V'hisha Amda just did to Brit Ben Avatarim? What? What? Which means?
Not.
How do we understand Brit Ben Avatarim now?
Everlasting.
Brit Ben Avatarim is not a one-time deal. What is V'hisha Amda saying? Brit Ben Avatarim is a covenant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Abraham. That this is going to be the rhythm of your children's history. That you will be strangers in a foreign land, you're going to be oppressed, I'll keep an eye on you, I'll take care of you. Eventually you're going to come out with great wealth. You'll come back when the nation that's occupying your land has had their full sins and they deserve to be dispossessed, and I'll bring you back. And as long as you do the right thing, it's fine. But if you fail, then what's going to happen? We're going to start again.
So what,
now watch. In the paragraph, Baruch Shomer Avtachato, there is one letter that fundamentally changes the entire paragraph, changes Parshanut on Brit Ben Avatarim and our understanding of Jewish history. One letter. The letter is a mem. In the Girs of the Rambam, of the Haggadah, and the Girtz of the Shibolei Aleket of the Haggadah, and quite a number other versions of the Haggadah, the text reads, all right, Mikey, please read Baruch Shomer Avtachato with the mem.
Baruch Shomer Avtachato L'Yisrael Amo Baruch Hu
Mechashev. What is Mechashev? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calculating. Right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting there saying, how can I redeem my people? Right now, every moment in history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, how can I fulfill Brit Ben Avatarim? Brit Ben Avatarim is not a one-time thing. Which means, by the way, maybe Yaakov was right. Maybe Yaakov was Brit Ben Tarim, and the second time was Mitzrayim, and maybe the third time was Bavel.
But what did Yaakov do wrong to have another Brit Ben
Tarim? You want the short list or the long list?
He feared his son.
Chazal are not very thrilled with the whole, yes, I'm Esav thing.
Okay.
Right? You guys want to hear a wild Midrash?
Yeah.
Midrash Breishit Rabbah. Yaakov wakes up from his first wedding night. What's the first thing he says? What's the second thing he says?
Why?
Leah. So the Midrash says that what he says is, how can you do this? All night, this is a Midrash. All night, I was saying Rachel, Rachel, and you were saying yes, yes. And she says back to him, big shot. And the whole time your father was saying Esav, Esav, and you were saying yes, yes. Midrash. What's the Midrash trying to say? One of the lessons of Breshit is what goes around comes around.
Okay.
Right? And this is a consistent theme in Breshit. It doesn't mean Yaakov was necessarily wrong for doing it, but there's a price you pay. I'm not here to put the judgment on. But according to our Soloveitchik, Yaakov certainly felt that he was living out Brit Ben Tarim. Now maybe that was just he had to go through it. But do you think that after he went through it, there was some reason for us to have to go through it again?
Yes.
Like, hey, let's throw the brother in the pit and let him die?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe that would be something that would kind of get it regenerated? Okay, so. Now, what you see here, going back to Rehuda Rabbi Yakar, how does he interpret the Gnut of Rav? Rav's position on Gnut. What did Rav say? What's the Gnut we have to tell?
It starts all the way from the Gnut.
It starts from the very beginning because it is the story of our history. Yetziat Mitzrayim is a one-time event, and Yetziat Mitzrayim is also a template for history. Which is why, if you think about it, Chazal were so intent on linking every major event in Jewish history to Yetziat Mitzrayim. Let me ask you this. What's the worst day in the year? Hands down, no question. Tisha B'Av. What's happened so terrible on Tisha B'Av? Beit HaMikdash destroyed. What do Chazal say? Where did Tisha B'Av start?
The
Meraglim. What's the second worst day in the year? Shiva Sabatamus. The walls of Yerushalayim were destroyed. Somebody put up an idol in the temple. Where do Chazal say Shiva Sabatamus starts? With the Egel. Do you understand that Chazal are intent on anchoring every major event in Jewish history? In the Midbar. Do you know, what's the last holiday to get added to our calendar before the 20th century?
Chanukah.
What a wild Midrash. Midrash Rabbah in Parsha, I think it's in Midrash Rabbah. But late Midrash. The Mishkan was ready to be constructed and put up on Chafei B'Kislev. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Chafei B'Kislev, because in Midrash you could talk to days, you wait, I've got another Hanukkah waiting for you. By the way, did we see that ourselves? In the Ramban, on Balotcha?
Mm-hmm.
You understand that Hanukkah, this very late holiday, is somehow anchored back in the experience of Yetziat Mitzrayim. By the way, what's the parsha we read on Purim? What's the parsha we read in the Torah on Purim morning? Amalek, why? Saying the whole story of our battle against Haman is anchored in the story of Amalek. So Chazal see Yetziat Mitzrayim as being a model, a template for all Jewish history. And now you see where it's coming from. And you see it's built right into the Haggadah. So when you're saying the Haggadah, you start with a compact version. Avadim Ayinu, God took us out, da-da-da, Pesach Matzamar. Now, let's see the bigger story. Let's get the panoramic view. Let's start with Avraham. And if we're going to start with Avraham, where are we going to end? If we start with Avraham, where are we going to end? All the way at the end of time. And that takes us into the meal. But that takes us into the bracha that Rabbi Akiva added in. Gentlemen, next week, it's your call. I'm not sure if we have both periods, but it's your call.